what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't.
count on two hands how many times those words are going to be uttered in the next 4 to 8 years.
It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't.
Because I think that's as close as you're going to get to an apology from Donald Trump. I'd like to clarify just in case. I think that's we're going to hang on to that soundbite. I mean, that's that. Seriously, you will not hear that statement often from him. So enjoy it when it comes. We had a little side wager here at the show. Hey, what do you think? Is he going to apologize? None of us thought he was going to apologize. But did you think he may clarify something? And I said yes. And Alex said, nope, he's gonna double down. KMC won that bet. So too bad we didn't bet anything. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Have you made plans to join us in Normandy? Coming up in October this year. And I can't think of a better time to go and observe the grave sites of those that gave their lives the last full measure of devotion, that stormed those beaches, that secured our liberty, that said to the rest of the world, we will stop the evils of totalitarian national socialism from Germany. We will stop the Nazis in their tracks. And a lot of boys died so that we could be free today. And I'm grateful for that. But we're going to go see firsthand with our eyes what that was all about. If you would like information, please go to conservativetours.com. You can also call this number, 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494. Now, when the president earlier today was saying what he said about the misunderstanding yesterday, I just want to point one simple thing out. When we decide that we will take responsibility for our actions, we don't have to be bothered and worried and concerned about how everybody else perceives. The president didn't know what was being done. He knew that he had said something askew because he could tell that the media was all enraged the minute he got on Air Force One. He went and he looked at what was said. He acknowledged his mistake, and he said, "I want to say it differently." Friends, it takes guts to do that. It takes a willingness to say, "I wasn't clear. I need to be more clear." And the one thing that I want to be clear about is that Russia's not our friend. We have problems with them, but he also believes that we need to do what we can to win them to truth and to try to win them to a different view of how they should behave in this great life that we know. And I hope he's successful. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.